بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله ما بعد. We now move on to verse number 32 of Surah Al-Kahf. And if you remember, after finishing the story of the cave, the story of the people of the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rewards of the people of Jannah and the punishments of the people of hell. And Allah mentions that the people of Jannah will get Jannatu Adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. So Allah mentions the real Jannah. Then right after mentioning the real Jannah, Allah mentions another story about not a fake Jannah, but not a permanent Jannah. Allah mentions a story about a Jannah on this earth. After telling us the real Jannah up there, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us many people, they become deceived, they become disillusioned by the Jannat on this earth. So the next story of Surah Al-Kahf, this is the second of the four stories. The next story is a story that deals with the fitna of false Jannahs, or I should say temporary Jannahs. And these are the pleasures of this world. The first story was about the fitna of the religion. The second story, which is this one, is the fitna of money, the fitna of Jannat of this world, the fitna of living in the zukhruf, in the zina of the world around us. And it begins, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. Give them the example. This is another parable, another example. And the Quran is full of methods of addressing our intellect. Sometimes Allah commands, sometimes Allah threatens, sometimes Allah promises, and sometimes Allah tells stories. Look at all of the different ways to get the point across to us. If you're not going to pay heed from method A, pay heed from method B. If method B doesn't work, maybe method C will work. Allah Azza wa Jal uses every single technique. And of the most effective techniques is stories. We all love to hear stories. So here's another story. A real story. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. Give them the story and the parable. There were two men. One of these men, جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا. We gave to them جَنَّتَيْنِ. One of these men, we gave him two gardens. What were these two gardens of? Min a'nab, grapes. And grapes are the most precious and the most prized fruit. Grapes are the most delicate, they're of the most expensive fruits. So Allah gave him of the best fruits, not just one garden, two gardens. What else? وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلِ. And we made a border around the grape trees with date palm trees. Now the grape is delicate, the date is strong. The grape tree is delicate, the date tree is strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the delicate trees were in the middle, and the strong protective trees formed a border around it. So the garden has been positioned in a manner that is the most beneficial for the man. The delicate trees are protected by the date palm trees, and put together, dates and grapes are of the two most essential fruits and most essential crops known to man. So Allah blessed him with not one but two of these luxurious gardens. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. And between these two gardens there were yet other crops. So it wasn't just dates and grapes. He had other crops as well. وَجْعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا. Both of these two gardens would always yield maximum output. There was no shortage. There was no loss of crops. There was no pesticide coming. There were no casualties. No. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا. Both of the two gardens would always yield a full measure. وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. And they would never fall short. What a beautiful arrangement. What the farmer fears for the most is that his crop, something will happen to it. Either a pestilence will come, or the rain won't come, or this or that. And Allah says, not only did we give him the best quality, we gave him the best quantity. So he has the best fruits and he has the best quantity of those fruits. Now where does the water come from? Allah says, وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهْرًا. And between these two, خِلَال, meaning in between all of these, we had caused rain, we had caused rivers to gush forth. So the man does not even have to lift a finger. He doesn't have to irrigate. He doesn't have to pray for rain. It's all there for him. You cannot imagine a better arrangement. The best fruits, the best quality, the best quantity, and the water is coming without him having to do anything. And not just this, وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. And he had ثَمَر, and ثَمَر here means he had wealth beyond this. Fruits and wealth beyond this. ثَمَر means he had money beyond these fruits. Meaning, he's not just a farmer. He has horses, he has carriages, he has gold, he has silver. So here is a man, he has it all. Whatever a man would want in that era, he has it. And he has the best of it. Now, what did all of this wealth give him? What did it cause him to feel? Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. So one day he was conversing with his friend, his companion, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more money than you, and I have more children. A'azzu means not just more, but I have more noble children. My family is mightier. I have better status than you. Now, notice over here, very beautifully, throughout all of these verses, Allah is saying, we gave him this, and we did this, and we caused this fruit, and we. Now the man comes along and he says, I. Notice. Throughout all of this, Allah is saying, we gave it to him, and we caused, and we. Now the man cuts off all of the we gave, and he ascribes it to I. And this is how feeble-minded man is. That man assumes that this is my intelligence, my degree, my hard work, my education, my corporation, my efforts. And he does not take into account that he would be nowhere without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having facilitated all of this for him. Also notice over here, the man assumes that this wealth that he has makes him a better person than his companion. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. He becomes boastful and arrogant. He becomes full of his own hot ego. That because I have more, this means I am mightier. I am better than you. And this causes his haughtiness to get the better of him. And he begins to become arrogant. And we know that the sin of arrogance is of the worst sins of Islam. So he boasts to his companion, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pitifully describes his status. Here he is, mightily, haughtily, prancing around. And Allah says, as he entered his garden, he was only wronging himself. He thinks he's wronging the other person. He thinks he's better than the other person. But when he's entering his garden, he has not harmed anyone other than himself. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. In his arrogance and delusion, he thinks he's the mighty. And Allah says, as he enters and he thinks he's the mighty, he was the worst of the lot. He was ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He said, this garden, I don't think it can ever perish. All that I have here, my palaces, my wealth, my beautiful structure, how can this ever be gotten rid of? This will last for centuries. So he made yet another fatal mistake. What was that mistake? He assumed that just because he had wealth at one point in time, he would continue to have that wealth in every future point in time. Just because he's wealthy now, he shall forever remain wealthy. Just because he's healthy now, he shall forever remain healthy. مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. Look at the arrogance. I don't think that this garden and all that I have will ever perish, ever. And Allah 3 verses ago has said, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. The abada is over there. And over here, these are not Jannatu Adn. The man is saying abada, Allah is not saying abada. There is a contrast here. That 3 verses ago, Allah describes Jannah with these adjectives. Jannatu Adn, khalidina fiha abada. Now the man is assuming his little Jannah on earth will be abada. And that's not what Allah told him. So he says, وَمَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I don't think this garden will ever, ever perish. And then he says, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. Now he has yet another tamma, yet another musibah, yet another heresy. So first he assumes his wealth will last forever. Then he becomes so engrossed in his Jannah of this world, he doesn't even care about the real Jannah. And he says, I don't think there's another Jannah. This is all life is here. I'm enjoying myself. Why care about that one? وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. Notice his arrogance again. And I don't think that the Day of Judgment will ever happen. And then here becomes the icing on his arrogance. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And even on the supposition, suppose there were a Day of Judgment, even then, if I go back in front of my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I will find something even better for me to live in, even better than all that I have. This poor miskin,
He thought that if you're rich in this world, this means Allah loves you. This poor miskeen was so deluded that he thought that if I have money now, Allah must be happy with me. If I have health now, if I'm living the life now, well then, that means Allah is happy with me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this dunya to the mu'min and the fasiq. He gives this dunya to the Muslim and the kafir. He gives this dunya to everyone. وَكُلًّا نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ. Allah says in the Quran, وَكُلًّا نُمِدُّ. To all groups we will hand out. هَؤُلَاء وَهَؤُلَاء. This and that, meaning the Muslim and the kafir. مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ. From the blessings of your Lord. This dunya is not the test that Allah loves you. No, it is the next world. But the man thought, if I'm enjoying life, surely Allah must love me. So even if there is a day of judgment, وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. Well then, I'm going to find something even better. If Allah blessed me in this dunya, He must bless me in the next as well. Now, what is the response of his brother, of his friend? قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. The companion responded, engaging in a conversation. Now notice here, his friend has just been insulted at the height of insults. Somebody comes and says to him, I have a better car than your car. My house is bigger than your house. How do you feel? You immediately want to defend. You want to make fun of the other person's, this is your ego. Notice this man is silent when he's being insulted. But when the man begins to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot stand that. When Allah azza wa jal is mocked, when the day of judgment is denied, that is when he opens his mouth. Because that is when his iman gets the better of him. His personal insult, okay, he'll swallow it, he'll keep it down. But when Allah is mocked, when the day of judgment is denied, that is when he cannot be quiet. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَيُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And here, akafarta can have two meanings. The word kafara, a lot of you translate it as rejecting Allah, but in fact, this is one of the two meanings of kafara. The other meaning of kafara is to be ungrateful to Allah. And this is also kafara. So you can reject Allah, and that is kufr. But another connotation of kufr is to be ungrateful. And that is why in the Quran, kufr has two opposites. The first opposite of kufr is iman. هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن كفر إيمان. And then the other opposite of kufr is shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Right? So kufr can have two meanings. The first meaning to reject Allah, and that's a valid meaning. But there's another meaning, and that is to not be thankful for what Allah has given you. And in this context, the primary meaning akafarta here is, how can you be so thankless? How can you be so thankless? Akafarta billadhi khalaqak? Are you so ungrateful to the one who created you? Min turabin, thumma min nutfatin, thumma sawwaka rajula. He created you from dust, and then from this drop of sperm, and then he made you into a man. Now what is the point of saying this? The point of saying this is to humble this man back down to earth. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Pompously, arrogantly, assuming you're better than everybody else. You come from dust and I come from dust. We all come from dust, as the Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّكُم مِّنْ آدَمْ وَآدَمُ مِّنْ تُرَابٍ. You want to be arrogant and powerful? You go back to the ground you walk on. You don't even want that ground to touch your head and your hair. And that is where your origin is. And you really want to know where you come from? You come from nutfa. You come from this drop of fluid that the very thought of it is despicable to you. You don't even want to think about where you came from. If this drop of fluid falls on your garment or something, you have to wash it and rub it off. This is your origin. And now here you are, arrogant and mighty and haughty, thinking that just because you have a Jannah, you are better than other people. أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. This is the true Allah. Out of turab, and then out of nutfa, He has made you into this beautiful, perfect human being. And He has given you all that you have. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. He's made you into this perfect human being. As if you do this, as for me, لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. You might do that, but for me, no. لَكِنَّ here means I will not follow this path. As for me, هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. That is indeed my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And I will not associate any partners with my Lord. Now somebody will say, what partners did this man associate with Allah? We haven't heard of any paganism. There's no idol over here. And the response is, By attributing this garden to himself, he made himself an idol besides Allah. By saying, this is mine, ana. Notice Allah is saying, we gave him, we did this, we caused the ground, we did. And then the guy comes along and says, ana. This is his shirk. The shirk is to associate himself and to cause his efforts to be the fruits of all that he has. And this is his shirk. So the man says, as for me, وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا, I will never commit any shirk with my Lord. And inshallah we have to pause here and we will continue and finish the story of the man with the two gardens tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before I...